You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Bongani Bingwa
on 702.
Your number one news and talk station
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
It's 8 minutes after 5 o'clock. Welcome to the afternoon drive if you've just joined us. On Tuesday, the National Assembly will debate a motion of no confidence in President Zuma. The United Democratic Movement, led by General Bantu Lumisa, who was years ago kicked out of the ANC, has been one of the key political parties in the fight for the vote to be secret. And joining us on the line is the leader of the UDM, and that is, of course, Ubuti Ubuntu Lumisa. Good afternoon to you, and thank you for your time.
Yes, good afternoon. Where does the issue of my expulsion get involved into this debate now, young man?
Because obviously, as a... yeah, let's not go there. It's a Friday afternoon.
Okay, go ahead.
Your party has declared corruption as a national threat to the country. Yesterday, former Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan estimated that as much as 100 billion rand may have been stolen through the state capture project. I mean, those are staggering amounts of money.
Indeed, yes, and we cannot underestimate a statement emanating from him, in particular that he was in charge of the PES, and now that he is outside, he is able to interact with other people freely, whereas if he was still a minister, not everybody would have access to him. Now, people are telling him this is what happened. So I would take her word seriously.
I mean, is money falling from the sky? It's a billion here, 2 billion there. What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, the guys who came from Polokwane after the conference, it looks like they just told themselves that it was their turn to eat. And they have been all over the departments, the local government. They even try and pressurize the PIC, as you know, to get money. So it's unfortunate. And there are also this big family also, which is seem to be all over with President Zuma's family. No. So it's the situation doesn't look good at all.
I raise these staggering figures because even within the ANC, obviously there would be concern around how far the state capture project has gone. And you're saying, you told the press, the Cape Town Press Club today, that if the vote is secret, you are certain of 70 of ANC MPs to be on your side.
Yes, that is according to our own analysis and intelligence reports. And I hope that we can get that secret vote, ballot, and so that those people, or even more of them, some have publicly said they will follow their consciences when they were voting, they are voting. And we just hope that the members of parliament, in particular from the ruling party, will listen to the anger which is being displayed by the public.
Jackson Mthembu has rubbished the idea that so many ANC MPs will vote with opposition parties. And in fact, he says it's hypocritical for opposition parties, some of whom have censured their members against voting when they voted against their party's leaders.
Why would you be surprised with that? He's singing for his supper.
But he makes a strong point.
What point?
The point that if you are expecting ANC members to vote against their leader when opposition parties have censured their own party members when they've done the same thing is hypocritical.
You see, I've not done that in my party. I'm not going to defend it or justify it because we don't use that system. People vote according to their conscience in our party. Now, what Jackson Mthembu forgets is that they are in power. They have been given a power by the voters. They are the custodians of the resources, the constitution of this country. So they have to play according to the rules. The civil society of South Africa, the public, the opposition parties, they are saying Zuma must go, but they choose to treat this frivolously and say nothing is wrong done by Zuma. It's the same Zuma who dumped them when they said Zuma must not pay for the Nkandla scandal. And Zuma said, no ways, I'm going to pay. So it's the kind of the leaders you have like Thembu who say this today, tomorrow they say another thing. I don't take those people seriously. Those people cannot save South Africa from this problem.
One of the interesting things is this idea that people have been censured for saying they will vote with their consciences, as if that necessarily means voting with your conscience is against the president.
Yes, but that's a narrow-mindedness on their part. Why are they intimidating people? If they trust themselves, they should just say, we are ready, whether secret or open, but don't threaten people, because you are undermining the very constitution which you fought for.
Of course, all of this is academic, because the speaker may not agree to a secret ballot.
It doesn't matter whether she agrees or she does not agree. But the principle is that the ANC is out of order by threatening members of parliament and telling them that if you vote X, you will be doing it at your own peril or there will be repercussions. That organization is known to be masters of violence. Right now, people are being killed in KwaZulu because precisely of this, they are fighting amongst themselves. Now, when you have such low statements coming from the leadership of the ANC, obviously those people are threatened. Then threatened to defend a crook? No.
Let's take this issue, you know, and make it a broader discussion. You've raised concerns, for example, around members of Umkhonto weSizwe, particularly you've said that President Zuma is pitting junior members of MK against former senior colleagues. I suppose the first question to ask is, why does a governing party still need a military wing?
There is that's an abuse of power by Zuma, because the MK was integrated in 1993-94. These 18-year-old boys, which are called veterans, there's nothing else that is just a private army by Zuma. And we know these people were trained at Eshowe. And we published that there are people who are being trained in Eshowe 3-4 years ago. Today, they are roaming the streets of South Africa wearing uniform.
It's a disturbing development, is it not?
It is a disturbing development. It's clear that if he is even prepared to go to civil war, if you were to analyze the logical conclusion, but he's doing it openly. Must we also recruit people and have our own private armies? What the world will say to us?
Whilst I have you, the other issue that you've been concerned about is the so-called intelligence report that we understand was used by the president to dismiss Pravin Gordhan as finance minister. Soli Mapaile has submitted an affidavit to say that, you know, he'd seen this report. Have you had an answer as to, you know, the veracity of the report and what it was all about?
We wrote to the chairperson of the Joint Standing Committee on Intelligence, Charles Magula, but he never acknowledged receipt of that. Be that as it may, we know that Zuma is running an intelligence unit at Union Buildings. It's no longer Masobo and others. So those are the people who are dangerous, which we must find out their names and expose them and the systems, and we will do it.
All right. Leader of the UDM, Bantu Olumisa, on the line from Cape Town. Thank you for your time. I do think it raises a very, very important question around the idea that a political party can have a private army. And that's essentially what Umkhonto weSizwe has become. It was, of course, launched as a part of the armed struggle, the armed wing of the African National Congress during the struggle. What is the relevance of particularly the young MK soldiers that we see whenever there is an MK march? Is it a disturbing development as far as you are concerned? Because as the general says, should then the other political parties start having their own armies? I mean, is there room for this kind of thing in a modern democratic state?